On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have three statements as we begin Shmona Esrei. Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh, right? The third blessing of Shmona Esrei, we begin. Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh u'Kedoshim Chol Yom Yanlu Chasela. And before we conclude the third blessing, we begin a whole long paragraph, a few paragraphs. We say, U'vechein, Tein Pachtecha Hashem Lokeinu Hakol Ma'asecha. And so, Hashem, place your all on all of creation. Notice how on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we talk about all of creation. And then the second paragraph again begins with the word uvechein, and so. And the third paragraph begins again with the word uvechein. Now, you guys like numerical things, Kabbalistic things? Yeah, you guys are into that? So the word uvechein, the word bechein, is the numerical value of 72. 72 is the numerical value of chesed. 72 is also the numerical value of Hashem's name if it were spelled out. Aleph, Lamed, Pei. And then the Dalid. Yeah, Dalid, Lamed, Dalid. And then the Nun. If you spell it out, not that name, but the Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. That also adds up to 72, Chesed. But Uvechein is Chesed, but Uvechein is also something else. Our sages had us say Uvechein three times because we're supposed to think, I am about to approach the Holy of Holies. I'm talking to Ribon Shel Olam. And when Esther was told by Mordechai, go into King Ahasuerus, go in and tell him, because we're all going to die if you don't go. What does Esther say? If I go in there, I'm going to die. You know, he has to extend his scepter, and if it doesn't touch it to me, I'll die, and he hasn't spoken to me for 30 days now. So Mordechai says, we're all going to die. You got to go. Esther says, okay, everyone pray for me. All of you spend 3 days fasting, and then, and so, I will go in, even though I'm doing against the law. How does she say? Uvechein. And so, I will go before the king, even though it is improper. And so our sages instituted, when we begin our Shmona Esrei, we say three times, Uvechein, to remind ourselves, I am hereby going like Esther, only before the king of kings, and I'm not yet ready. It's not so proper. I'm not fit, but I got to do what I got to do. And so I can tell you personally, in my Shmona Esrei, every time I say Uvechein, I stop. And I have a hard time continuing because I'm thinking of the meaning of the words uvechein. I personally wrote it into my machzor so I would remember. Uvechein, I am hereby coming before the king. You know, I'm not really worthy. I'm not really ready, but I'm going to come before the king. That's what I got to do now.